This is Dakota Datebook for June 21st. On this date in 1916, Esther Marie Jack from Williams County made history. She was the first female to graduate from the University of North Dakota's College of Engineering. Esther was the daughter of Ida and Edwin Jack, a well-to-do farming couple near Buford. Esther was used to standing out. Born in 1894, she was one of the first white births in Williston and the only white girl in her school at Trenton for several years. She later went to school in Williston and was one of 19 students to graduate in 1912, the school's 10th graduating class. Once at UND, Esther was involved in a smattering of campus life events, participating in plays and taking on leadership roles. In her studies, she was singular as a woman. Reportedly, her male classmates in engineering did not welcome her, and at first, many tried to push her out. However, she eventually won them over, and they became quite fond of her. When she injured herself while skating and couldn't walk, her male compatriots even took turns carrying her to and from classes. And when she received her diploma from President McVeigh, newspapers across the state reported that prolonged applause greeted her. Esther soon became the first woman employed as a city engineer. Williston hired her after their current city engineer had been called into federal service. By the following year, the Williston Graphic reported, "Miss Esther Jack is getting along in fine shape as city engineer of Williston, despite the fact that it is probably the first time in North Dakota or in the Northwest that a woman has been appointed to such an office." Several years later, Esther Jack would also present and preside over the opening sessions of the State Convention of Engineers. In 1921, the Sioux County Pioneer noted that Jack, the only woman city engineer in the United States, resigned to pursue other career interests. She eventually became the deputy county superintendent for Williams County. After a move to California, she returned to North Dakota, where she served on the draft board with her mother during World War II. Esther lived a full life of prominence and firsts. She passed away in 1957, never marrying after her fiancé died during World War II, but she had opened many pathways for herself and for other women. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Sarah Walker. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.